Alarmists Predict 1 Billion Deaths from Climate Change This Century. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 6, 2023. Researchers from Canada and Australia have published a study predicting a remarkable 1 billion deaths from climate change over the next 100 years. Citing a scientific consensus, the authors analyzed 180 studies on climate change and mortality, converging on a 1,000-ton rule, which means for every 1,000 tons of fossil fuel burned, a person dies. The article, published in the journal Energies, contends that a future person is killed every time humanity burns 1,000 tons of fossil carbon, based on a calculation that burning a trillion tons of fossil carbon will cause 2 degrees Celsius of anthropogenic global warming, AGW, which in turn will cause roughly a billion future premature deaths spread over a period of very roughly one century. Estimates of world population growth suggest that by 2100 there will be just over 10 billion humans on the planet, meaning that 10% of humanity will die from climate change, if the study's authors are to be believed. Related, climate wackos block NYC streets to chant lame slogans, build ETPs. The paper also makes the stunning claim that if humanity collectively burned the 5 trillion tons of fossil carbon available in the Earth's crust, global mean surface temperature would increase by up to 10 degrees Celsius relative to the pre-industrial era and could threaten human extinction. If you take the scientific consensus of the 1,000-ton rule seriously, and run the numbers, anthropogenic global warming, AGW, equates to a billion premature dead bodies over the next century, said Western University's Joshua Pierce, one of the authors. Obviously, we have to act. And we have to act fast. The study also claims that it has been clear for a decade or more that the final death toll due to AGW will be much greater than 100 million, or 1 million per year for a century, an extreme best case if current death rates from AGW miraculously remained constant at about 1 million per year, a level that may have already have reached. Since there has never been a single death convincingly attributed to climate change, one wonders where the authors of the study draw their assurance that nearly 3,000 people are dying every single day from global warming. Related, the U.S. is only 10 years behind in climate tyranny. Byron Donalds on European farmers' protests. Moreover, since total weather-related deaths have been steadily decreasing by the year to a mere fraction of what they were 100 years ago, prognosticating a sudden reversal in the trend would seem to require a more scientific explanation than the clever-sounding but ultimately untenable 1,000-ton rule. Finally, the authors of the study failed to address the disconcerting fact that nearly 10 times as many people die from cold temperatures than from heat every year, which would seem to imply that slightly warmer temperatures would result in fewer, not more, weather-related deaths. But not letting facts get in the way of a good story is a tried-and-true strategy. One that has proven especially effective for climate change alarmists. Follow at Williams from